Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Tonight, we are looking at the alleged abduction and murder of opposition CCC activist Tapfumane Masaya, whose mutilated and decomposed body was found in Cleveland, Harare, yesterday. Masaya was kidnapped by alleged intelligence agents and ZANU-PF supporters on Saturday while campaigning for a parliamentary by-election in Mapfukum. We will also talk about the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, expelling 18 CCC legislators today, despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. Eilat, the southernmost town in Israel, became one of the main hubs for evacuees from areas under rocket barrage from Gaza since the October 7 attacks. Now, the town has become the target of drone and missile attacks, VOA's Natasha Mokovaya reports.
When sirens warn of a rocket attack, residents of Eilat in southern Israel have about 30 seconds to get a shelter. But before a drone crashed into a school last week, there was no siren, just a whirring noise followed by an explosion. Twelve-year-old Gal Harari says most students had already left the building, with about 40 inside for after-school activities.
We were preparing in the past few days. We had a lot of drills, so the students knew what to do. We were lucky that nobody got hurt. It was a real miracle.
The drone, which Israel Defense Forces say came from Syria, damaged the building. There were no injuries.
The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Yet this city became target for ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. One of those drones crashed into the elementary school building right behind me.
Gal's mother, Sharon Harari, says she used to tell her daughter the school is the safest place because their family home doesn't have a shelter.
I really thought it was the safest place and that the girls need to go to the routine of studies alongside the war and continue their lives. But unfortunately, it didn't happen because there was no siren and no alert. And if this happened, anything could happen.
She says the conflict is taking its toll on the children.
Even when the kid is not physically hurt, he is psychologically hurt. And the kids here of all ages are scared. They don't sleep at night. They're afraid to go to the restroom by themselves. They're not going to play outside. Even though it looks pastoral with the sea and everything, it's all very pretty and we are trying hard. But we are scared, and if this happened, anything could happen.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. The IDF did not say who was behind the missile, although Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels claimed firing ballistic missiles toward southern Israel. Doreen Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. For the surviving Near Oz members, it will be years before they can return to their kibbutz if they decide to.
There is a plan that we go together to some place with buildings that it's very different from our lives, just for 2 or 3 years. And in the end, we're supposed to come back to the kibbutz after they will fix everything and make it renew. I don't know if I come back. Actually, I want to say that I don't come back because my kids are very scared. And also, my husband, we promised them all of their life, don't be scared. The soldiers is here. They work here very hard for us, and they will never let something happen.
On October 7th, she says, nobody came. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Thanks, Natasha, for that report. Back to our main topic, the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe issued a statement today condemning the murder of CCC activist Taphumane Masia, saying the United States is alarmed by the reported abduction and death of an opposition campaign worker in Zimbabwe. We call for a full investigation by the local authorities, peaceful preparations for the December by-election, and an end to political violence. Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and Southern African Human Rights Defenders Network also issued a joint statement saying the Zimbabwean authorities must immediately address the escalating cases of abductions, arbitrary detention, torture, and killing of parliament members, opposition political activists, and human rights defenders. This is a somber atmosphere engulfed the Mapfuku Tafara community today following yesterday's grisly discovery of the decomposed body of Masia, a respected member of the community and bishop who was abducted on Saturday while conducting a door-to-door campaign for his party candidate in the December 9 parliamentary by-elections, Munyaradze Fabian Kufa Akutizim. CCC officials say Masia, a church leader in Mapfuku Tafara, was killed with sharp weapons, likely machetes, judging from the deep cuts discovered all over his body. Munyaradze Fabian Kufa Akutizwi, the Mapfuku Tafara candidate in the December 9 by-election, who was recalled by self-proclaimed CCC Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu, says the community is in shock.
Some people are heartless. Unuraya munhu nge huku kubata kunoponda. Boy suse mwana ataita ndifunga kuti munhu ye paakanopambwa ndifunga kuti akatora kana ma hours. I think vakatomuraya within the 5 hours anenge anga apedza nani. Boy state yanga ari even the report yandakanzwa chanjera vakadzika vakabata mabemba. Pane vakaine mabata stick nemabemba. Boy vakachekwa chekwa miri vese. So some people are so heartless and they cannot understand kuti chii chiri kuitika kuti inga wenyika here yekuti ngaurayirana nenyaya position.
Mourners have gathered in Mapfuku to stand with the family of the late pastor, with CCC activists vowing to continue the fight for democracy. Activist Mambokadze Fumukazi says they will not be intimidated.
Apa tukona tuku election kwa tukuenda. Election izere kuchishidzirana. Kana inini izo soku tutara kwa ndukita panu, ndukuto nzwa kuchika. Nekuti tunoramba tshingoti tisharowa, tishatorwa. Mune kuchishidzirana kuda kudzorana vanhu mashure. Asi ndiroza ndechekuti vanga tore havo inini. Asi muno mabvuku election yatapfuura. President wedu vachamisa vakaona 20,000 something votes. Vanhu ivava
vasima. In other news, a Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, expelled 18 CCC legislators today despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. The ousted lawmakers include 5 senators and 13 members of the National Assembly. One of them is CCC Chief Whip Amos Achibaya, who spoke to Studio 7.
I'm a speaker. I call my members a CCC. I'm sorry, I'm very cheating us. Tatiku court ne application, ne interdict. Yokumisa, a speaker, kutwasa recaller.
ma MPs kauti ningo zi parliament zi triple C chikonzero chiri chekuti nyaya yedu iri pakati pematare edzimoswa yekuona kuti atakakukwidza kuti anonzi chavangu ku triple C atidi atimuzivi saka interdict angari kuti iyo vanofanira kumisa speaker senate I president kuti muchazoita ma recalls kana nyaya yapera kupi kudare re parliament kudare re court
kwa rekodi wavanhu vangani
tsano vangani zve vari ku nomination assembly 13
kuti pai ukairi full sentence kana pane vasara muri kuona kunge kusarudza kurikola vanhu vari kusarudza sei vari kusarudza vanhu vakaita zvei vari targeto
I think regarding nyatso kutsanangura zviri clear so that munyatso capture zvanaka what happened today.
That was recalled opposition Triple C Chief Whip Amos Chibaya. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. For now, we are joined by our guest, Moses Langa, the ZANU-PF Youth Chairman for Matabeleland South, Pasho Raphael Sibanda, the recalled opposition Triple C MP for Cowdery Park, and now a parliamentary candidate. And we are also hoping to have Mr. Kalipani Pugeni as well. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Siqale ngawe laphana Pasho la ngenkathazo lezo sesifona omunye wena sesichiya laphana emavuku.
Ubuhlungu simadolo nzima kubi obelizwendele leZimbabwe sikhokelwa ngobhinya inyamazana okokuthi sokubulalisa ukuthi isanga lohulumende. So inhliziyo zethu zibuhlungu, imoya yethu iphansi, sasila ntokozo, sasila vuyo ngesehlakalo sokuthi ubishop Tafumaneyi ayezithola esebhubhile on account of politics. So kubuhlungu sibili, asina ntokozo, asina vuyo, ikhe ngakusho.
Ye, ngiyabonga. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Moses laphana uyamuzwa laphana uhle wangena ngokuthi hayi lina abebandla elikhokhelayo yini elilesandla laphana ukubona njani wena laphana?
Kuba nzima ukubana nxa umuntu evele ecabanga ukuthi ibandla lethu leZANU-PF libandla elilwayo elilodlame and I know our president Dr. Ibn Nawe has always preached peace. And as a money does Avontana around the country, we're practicing peace. The issue of violence or anything that might be done in Israel, Zimbabwe, our police are very certain today, our violence, the other thing was our perpetrators of violence, now go to the colonial ones, other ones, and I know that there is out of peace.
Yeah, Moses. Yeah, Pastor Sviele, we're a panel in. Sivone amanye omunye wenu njalo ungadzore ehlangana lodubo olufanayo nje kusikhathi esedluleyo kodwa kwaba kuhle ukuthi akasafanga njengebandla kuyini elikhayelela ukuthi libe likwenza ukuthi livikele amanye amalunga enu
iyabonga umbuzo omuhle kodwa ngifisa ukuthi abantu bakithi bekuzwisise ukuthi ukuthunjwa kwabantu ukuthotshwa kwabantu esilwa nabo laba kupolitiki abakuqalanga lo nyaka sizakhumbula ukuthi ngama-80 saba le-dikuraholi sizakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2008 saba le-violence eyiphuma ukuthi long sleeve short sleeve uzakhumbula njalo ukuthi mina lowuphasho urafael wakusibanda ekhulumayo ngo-2019 my house was raided couch party uwabama wabhanswa wachiwa emangcwabeni elifeze laba lama-abductions amaningi so the pattern is the same and okubuhlungu ukuthi abantu abathumba abantu siyabazi sibabona laphana kodwa lababuhla ukuthi thina sezibani njenge-citizens coalition for change laba bantu babathagisanga i-CPC kuphela kodwa laba abantu bathagise amazimbabwe why sithi bathagise amazimbabwe lo mfo wethu osishiyileyo emavuku ubishop Tatumaneng ufe ngemva kokubana kulontshwe icampaign e-by-election which came as a result of i-illegal recall eyabangelwayo okungekho emthethweni so this is an attack not only to our party but to the general public ukuthi kungani sekusesabisa ukuthi abantu benzele enkundleni kancintisana so in my view na ngingakubeka ngesikhiwa sesiphendukile kwisikhathi sombhukazo wegukurawundi ukuthi kwakusesabisa ukuphikisana leli lilahle so kungumlandu kithi osopolitika kakhulukazi esikuthi kuzes coalition for change ekhokhelwa ngu-advocate Nelson Chamisa nakumazimbabwez wonke abona kufanele ukuthi siphume embusweni lowenzano uyimotho wamlalilizwe wachiya abantu bakithi ngonalotho
ye ngiyabonga laphana Moses coming back to you siyamuza laphana esithi yena hathi kukhanya ngani sekusiba nzima elizweni ukuthi kube lababa le mibono ephikisana lebandla elibusayo wena ukubona njani laphana kanye lokuthi nje uphendule akuthileyo ubona njani
one thing omele sinanzele thina njengabatha njengabantu engikwazi baqeqekile bahambe esikole kubana i-Zanu-PF government has managed to hold elections since 1980 bethatha uzivuse after ngemva kokungcindezelwa ngabamhlophe laba kubana singazivusi thina njengabantu abangisundu and akuzange kuthiwe ama-opposition parties ayablokwa to contest any election and whether they form whatever happens Zanu-PF government will always allow open space for people to campaign freely and do whatever they want bona this space is here in Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe for all. And the government of Zimbabwe, it's always said, peace begins with me, peace begins with all of us. And for him to include issues to do, Kukurawundi, anything, it's above board because I know there's a reconciliation commission which is doing that. So I cannot comment further on that one because those allegations that he has, and I can't comment on them.
Yes, siyabonga Moses. Pasha laphana sike sezwa when ukhuluma laphana you also mentioned recalls and we understand there are 18 people from your party that have been recalled today how do you view this
this is an attack on democracy where else in the world have we ever seen democratically elected MPs being dismissed through election. Ama institutions zikawahlonitshwa. Kutshengisa ukuthi iparlamente kayihlonitshwa. kutengisa ukuthi i-justice system kayikho, kutengisa ukuthi i-democracy kayikho, because I can find you in this platform. Where else in the world have you ever seen abantu abashitshe parliament behlale gay? Where else have you ever seen ama-councillors ashitshe ekhanselini behlale i-sexide games? Lokho ngiyakuvelela ngiyephinda. Izanu PF usifuna ukuthi elizweni lenu kungabi kusaba leliye ibandla eliphiswayo, kumbe kungabi kusaba nabanye abantu ababuya nembono etshiyeneyo. So I still repeat, this is the most denied before our wish. This is the most denied attack on democracy to the people of Zimbabwe. It's painful when someone ends up in a response. Njengoba ngikhuluma khona, iZANU-PF government ifuna ukuspenda 5 million US dollars kuma-by-election. Why would they spend 5 million US dollars kuma-by-election ezibhedlela kungelamithi, imigwaqo ifile, kungelanto esebenzayo, amatisha ehola imali engadengiyo lamasosi, kodwa bafuna ukuthi befunde i-by-election? It shows ukuthi uhulumende esilayo akaqakathekisi impilo zabantu, uphatha abantu beZimbabwe yethu. So yibuhlungu ngoba imali yama-taxpayers, imali yabantu esetshenzwa eZimbabwe iyakulokhu isetshenziswa kuma-election, ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi ama-records lawa vele kaanamuntu kwakungamelanga abe khona. Into engakutsho mayelana ngendaba yama-records ngizwile ukuthi namuhla the imposter attempted to recall a further 18 members of parliament. Loba nje sizama ukuthi sikumise emakhothi, kodwa akumelanga vele kuze kuze ufike khona.
Ye, ngiyabonga laphana. Kodwa ungakayikhathana laphana, uthe abebandla leZANU-PF yibo abayenza lokho. Kodwa bona ngaphambilini nje bake bakuyala besithi ngokwamdeni besithi indaba yomdeni lapho leyi ebandla le-TCC. Ungafuna ukuthi usichazisele yini lapho? Besike sazama ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni uthi la ebephakathi lapha, asazi ukuthi sizakwenelisa ukuthi simbambe na. Kodwa okakhathesi ungasichazisela ukuthi kungaba indaba yomdeni yini kumbe hathi lokho kulesandla esiphakathi?
Ngiyabonga. Asingeke sithi ngiyangikhaya kumbeni yomdeni. Ngani ngoba ubaba womuzi webandla le-TCC wathugenelson Tlamisa ukubeka ukhulumela egcekeni njengamadela embuzi ukuthi lo muntu ozithi ngu-S G ozithi ngunobhala jikelele we-TCC kasimanga. Not only that, okwesibili ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change esalisungula ngomnyaka owedlulileyo kasila sikhundla okuthiwa ngu-Secretary General, kasila njenjalo. Kufanana nokuthi umuntu abuye esithi yena ungu-Form 6 e-primary school, kasila sikhundla esinjalo. Saziwa yilabo abavumela ukuthi ama-records angikhona abe khona. Yikho libona ukuthi uspeaker wayesithiyena owakho umsebenzi uyamukela ingwadibala kuphela. Kodwa sonke siyazi ukuthi uspeaker lilunga lebandla leZANU-PF. Yikho-ke lapho esiphoxana nabo khona thina ukuthi siyalicela thina ukuthi kowethu umuzi ngasila sikhundla esinje, kodwa lina lithi umuntu olesikhundla esinje uvela kweleni bani. So it's only in Zimbabwe where mediocre, where craziness is allowed to take place at the expense of taxpayers' money. And we can't and we will not allow that.
Ngiyabonga. Ye, sesenelisa ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni. Khaliphani Phugeni is the spokesperson for Sengezo Tshabangu, the self-proclaimed Secretary General for TCC. Baba Phugeni, siyalamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfanasi.
Ye, uthe ungena lapha kuhlelo uPhasho bekhuluma lapha esithi hatshi ubona abavumelani la likwenzayo, ngoba uthi yena kuyafana nje lokuthi umntwana ukuthi esikolo se-primary kube lo muntu ongena lapha nesithi yena uyenza u-Form 6 uthi hatshi isikhundla esithwange sikababa uThabangu asikho laphana kubandla njalo siyabona lapho ukuthi namhlanje kulabanye abantu abayi 18 elibaxotshisileyo laphana ungenelisa ukuthi ungene laphana sichazele ukuthi are you going to continue with these recalls or this is the end of it where are we going
manje mtshakazi ngizoba le nkinga uyakhumbula last time ngilana ngakutshela ukuthi mina ngithunyiwe ngihlale kuma-meetings angithini kodwa ngathunywa with the street word wokuthi hhayi ma lokhu ebethi ngizithi mina hhayi ungabongi ngiprezenta kulawo ma-platforms manje oba ngingena uyatsho futhi ukuthi ozithi so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngimmele nethile ukuthi ma bemthothoza ngaleyo ndlela hhayi ngingabi yi-part of it akafuni ukuthi ngimmele so kuzoba nzima-ke ukuthi ngimmele ngiphendule yonke le mbuzo ngoba ngingena nje ngingena ngokuthi ukuthi ngikhulumela umnumzana kuThabangu ozithi ungu-s g and yena uthi hhayi wahambe enkantolo besuthi akuyena u-s g inkantolo yasuke yachitha so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngiqhubeke ma abantu bembonisa ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi bona sebethotha uhlangothi kanti kubele ukuthi ngabe banyutshala
ye ngiyakuzwa laphana babaphukeni sikhangele udaba oluphume namhlanje e-High Court lapha bathi khona benelisa ukuthi bamise ukuxotshwa kwamalunga e-TCC kutshoni khonokho kusikhundla sikababa uThabangu
angikwazi phela mtshakazi ngiyafisa ukuyiphendanke le mbuzo kamele ulungise phela ngoba anti njengoba usenza kanje lokhu kuyaphuma ebulenjini namhlanje kusuku kuzobe kulalele khona lokhu bakuThabangu bese ngathi mina sengisenza okwami kanti vele into engiyenzayo yona yami anti ngithunyiwe ma umntwana ethunyiwe uyatshelwa umntwana ukuthi hamba kuzohamba kunje kunje kungayenza kanje hhayi wena wenze kanje 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 so kuzoba nzima sibili ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngenkulumo malithi olimbiza ngokuthi ozibiza ethu ngoba mina uzothi ma ngifike ethi ma bengitheni kuye bengithe ma bengithothoza ngaleyo ndlela hhayi ungaphi ungangikhulumela angifuni ukuba yi-part of it bese ngisithini
hhayi siyabonga you heard the partial speaking about the recalls your reaction to his comments
I wish I was number one the spokesperson of the party or parliament but I need to kanaka ukuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzokuzoku asinomdeni, but ngibona ngale nto yarikholayo ngomuntu owesiphi, and bona amaikanti labantulika baphezulu kwasowesiphi. So mna sithatha comment on it, mina ngizilimela ngifitini njengathi ngizithumela kwami njengomoses langa, hayi khona njengomnezi wabahla ihlebekumasawu. Mina ngikhuma njengomoses lami ngibona bazenzile bazenzane bekishaba kume ngazo nabami ngaphi. Kunzima for me to comment ikona good right or wrong with regards to the place in parliament. Ikubona kwabo. But sengivuyela ekuthini yena uthi when the government is prioritizing ama-biologies, no. Government is prioritizing bigger projects around even the Zimbabwe. The American thing is why you're in Zimbabwe. No, that is for such a young woman and you're following up in Kumalako. A lot of things today, everything is in Makara. That is Dhamma Kulimendo, Dhamma Street, RFCC, Dhamma Street, BDF, ukubona ingakhulu igreda khona imoto azakhona ukuhamba yebo yebo kusula yiyenze, but the government is committed to make this country a better place for everyone and also the vision 2030 kamengameli bekhokhelayo.
Ye, ngiyabonga laphana Moses. Ye, ngiyabonga. Sorry gentlemen, we are out of time, and thank you all for joining us. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.